Hello and welcome to the KE Report. Chad and Corey getting an update from Metallic Minerals. Metallic Minerals is traded on the TSXV under the ticker MMG and on the OTCQB under the ticker MMNGF. We are joined today with President of Metallic Minerals, Scott Petzl. And Scott, it's always great getting you on the show just to get an update on Metallic. You have so much going on as a company. You have three projects, the La Plata project, the copper project in Colorado near Durango. You've got the Keno Silver Project up in the Yukon. And then also in the Yukon, you have the Klondike Alluvial Gold Royalties and some of that action happening. But today, we really want to kick things off with some of the drill results that just came in, just got press released at the La Plata Copper Project in Colorado. I won't steal your thunder here, Scott. Bring us in with some of the key takeaways from the drilling. What is the main feedback that your exploration team has after getting these results back from 2023's drill program?
Chad, Corey. Great to be with you guys today. It's always fun to catch up and chat. Yeah, we did just put out our announcement on our 2023 drill program release from our drill holes at our La Plata project. We drilled four holes, 4,700 meters of drilling in total, and we hit long continuous intervals of mineralization. One of the holes was 900 meters of 0.26% copper equivalent. But we had several holes with over 500 meters of significant higher grade values over 500 meters. And I think a really interesting program for us, really additive. We're excited about the opportunity to update the resource, which should include in future estimates here or this updated resource, the gold and platinum and palladium that were not previously sampled. Historically, that we have now over the last few years been able to add to the database and look at potentially adding to the resource here.
So Scott, this drill program was really focused on following up from a hole in 2022, hole four. Can you remind everybody what that hole graded and how you went about following this up then, please?
That was a very significant hole. It was 816 meters of 0.41% copper equivalent with high grade at the end of the hole that went over the last 10 meters, about 3.5% copper equivalent, and had multi-gram gold, silver, platinum, and palladium grades along with the higher grade copper. A very significant hole. It led to interest by Newmont, who completed a strategic investment in the company in May of 2023 and funded our 2023 drill campaign. I'm actually in Durango today on site with our team. We're expecting to meet with Newmont over the next couple of days to review the results of the 2023 drill program through our technical committee. And I think they're excited to come down and see what we've got. But that hole, that 2022-04 drill hole of significant width, was the impetus for us to follow up and try and drill extensions of grade that were intercepted in that hole. And we essentially drilled above, below, left, and right of that intercept and found these really significant widths, which gave us confidence that this is a, you know, really big system and has the opportunity for significant resource growth through additional work. One of the key takeaways from our work here was that, you know, a lot of the historic drilling, we didn't have access to that drill core. You know, over the years, most of that core was drilled in the 50s and the 70s. It's disappeared, and there was very limited skeleton core for us to look at. And the logging was good. It was done by Rio Tinto and Phelps Dodge, a progenitor of Freeport. But with our new drilling and a real focus on trying to look at the historic logs, look at the new data, we made a vast improvement in our understanding of the geological system and how the intrusive phases relate to each other and the variations of intensity through the various intrusive phases. And that work is really going to allow us, it's identified that we can see some causative intrusions that also have volume. And that's allowing us to vector these newer zones and chase out continuations of mineralization that we've identified, not only in 2022, but with our 2023 drilling, and have that ability to really expand this resource in time with more work.
Well, Scott, I'd like you to take the opportunity to address the grade component, because obviously investors, especially retail investors, maybe not so much the majors like Newmont looking at it, but retail investors are grade obsessed. And when they see sometimes lower grade in copper, they don't understand the wider widths. Like you mentioned in this press release, three of the four holes have over 500 meters of mineralization. Hole five had over 900 meters of continuous mineralization, but it's at a little bit lower grade copper. It jumps up when you add in the gold and the platinum group elements, but maybe just speak to people listening that are not familiar with what an economic copper drill hit is, why these are still good results, and what a good copper result is for something hit in the U.S., because you had some of the best copper drill hits in the U.S. over the last year.
Well, we did. I mean, three of these four drill holes are in the top 10 of copper intercepts in the U.S. over the last year. And I think that's really, really significant. Now, when we talk about, you know, resource grades, obviously it underscores how great a hole 2204 was. But these are really significant holes. And again, that ability to understand that geology and vector to higher grades. The system shows, if you look at the table of results in the news release, that there are widths, significant widths of higher grade up to, you know, 0.75% or a percent. And, you know, we'll be able to sort that out and really add to the resource and build. I mean, it's early days, right? So we've drilled 8 holes in total on the project. 8 holes. There's only 24,000 meters of drilling in total on the project. And it is really demonstrating itself as a district scale opportunity for us to not only increase the size, vector to higher grade within the Allard resource component, but also if you look at some of the surface results, we've done a significant amount of work to identify. Now we've got 36 additional targets, many of which look like new porphyry centers that show high grade across the project. So we know the system carries grade. We know that these values are significant from a copper deposit standpoint, and that we have that ability to vector to higher grade, and that should be or will be a good focus of us moving forward.
So where are you starting to see this higher grade? Because I'm looking through this table here, and yeah, you have some very long intercepts here, and grade varies throughout these intercepts. There are only four holes in here, but where are you seeing the potential to add some of the higher grade, either in terms of a depth component or in a certain direction along strike?
Yeah, well, in one of the cases, you can see that hole 2306, at the end of that hole, there was mineralization at 1,350 meters depth. That mineralization is confined to what looks like a higher grade argillic altered zone of undetermined width right now that actually correlates well with the end of 2204. Okay, so 2204 ended for mechanical reasons in mineralization. The same thing happened at 2306. That intercept, although it's lower grade, is similar style of mineralization. It's actually 500 meters below 2204. So we see a significant zone there that we can test with further drilling and build out in scale to help add high grade to these more broad but still valuable intervals of significant width.
Well, Scott, can you also just remind people, to your point about there not being a ton of drill holes in this project yet, remind people of the resource size that you already had based on 2022's drilling. I know you don't have the figures in for all these results that just came out yet, or the gold or the platinum, but just on the copper and the silver, what was the size of the resource in 2022, and how do you see these drill results affecting it?
Yeah, so the resource is 1.2 billion pounds of copper inferred plus 17.6 million ounces of silver. And these intervals, these drill holes are going to expand that resource. I don't think there's any doubt of that. We're increasing the volume of the ore body. And with those relatively significant grades added in and the addition of the gold, the platinum and the palladium will up that overall or equivalent grade. I think continuing to prove that this is a really significant deposit.
Scott, when we dive into these copper equivalent grades too, it does seem to be carried a lot through copper. There is some silver, gold, platinum group metals mixed in, but those are generally lower grade. So should we be focused more simply on the copper results here, where you see the higher grade copper, because of the fact that, look, this is a copper asset and some of these other metals, they're there, but they're not in the highest of grades?
Well, no, I think they're all very additive. If you look at, you know, the collective group of metals, that is going to be your best case at understanding the value of the project. And so, yes, copper is the dominant mineral. And of course, it's a copper district, it's a porphyry district. But the addition of these other metals are going to be significant economic additions by the time it's all done here. And keeping in mind, it's early stage. So, you know, we've talked already about the fact that we've only got some 20,000 plus meters of drilling on the project. But all that drilling is focused in basically a kilometer and a half by a kilometer and a half area. And we see an alteration footprint of 10 square kilometers. So the opportunity to make new discoveries across the deposit is really significant. And understanding the components of grade and how the grade is dispersed across the project is also going to be important for how we work towards, you know, new discoveries on the project.
Yeah, Scott, it's going to be interesting to follow along as you test some of those other targets. If you say there's over 30 other targets now and there's all those other potential porphyry clusters, all this drilling has mostly been contained, like you say, to the Allard target. So it'll be exciting to see some of the regional exploration, but also exciting to see the resource grow as these drill results are incorporated. And then also as you incorporate the gold and platinum and palladium later in the year. Let's pivot up to another key press release, though. You're a company with multiple projects, and let's shift up to the Keno Silver Project in the Yukon. You did put out the inaugural resource estimate and just filed a technical report on it. And I, again, would like you just to walk through some of the key takeaways from this resource. What are the key areas of interest? We've talked in the past about the east, the central, and the west areas, but it looks like the majority of this came from Formo. So just walk us through where the ounce is coming from and what are the key takeaways for investors?
Yeah, and again, our Keno Silver Project is next door to Hecla, where they're actively mining on a number of deposits in the Keno Silver District, historic silver district with over 200 million ounces of historic production and 120 million ounces in resources held by Hecla. And this is our inaugural resource, 18.16 million ounces of silver equivalent material at generally lower grade, but still reflecting not only high grade that we hit in Formo, but also open pit targets, which really have not been addressed in recent past in the district. So the resource is made up of four different target areas. We have drilled historically on 11 targets on the project that have had positive results. We've been able to bring four of those to a resource stage. We've got 42 additional targets that have been undrilled to this point. And Formo is the largest contributor to the resource with really 12.77 million ounces of silver equivalent. Formo is in kind of the Keno West district, within 5 kilometers of the mill of Hecla and within 5 kilometers of the Birmingham deposit that Hecla is currently mining, and on trend with the, you know, essentially the Hector Calumet, where over 90 million ounces of silver was mined historically. So that target, that Formo target as the largest contributor to the resource, has also provided us with the best hole on the project to date, which was reported from last year's drilling at Formo. And we see the ability to really extend the Formo deposit at depth with more drilling and add resources, additional resources very quickly. That is an underground target. The other three areas that contribute to the resource generally have lower grade, the Fox target, Caribou, and Homestake are all considered open pit targets that haven't been drilled any deeper than about 150 meters. So the Formo deposit's been drilled down to 250, but the open pit targets are all very shallow dipping, open pit configurations that are all expandable. So that's one of the beauties of the project right now is, you know, we've drilled 17,600 meters in 293 holes since the project inception. And with that drilling, you know, we're adding 61,000 ounces per drill hole, or 1,000 ounces a meter of drilling. So with this inaugural resource at 18 million ounces, really excited about that. We think we can grow it very quickly with the appropriate amount of drill meters, and particularly at a, you know, 1,000 ounces a meter success rate to this point.
So how do you balance out that future drilling? Is it expanding on these four separate deposits, maybe focusing more on high grade, or is it going back after those 40 plus other targets that you have and building up other resource areas?
Well, you've got to balance the geology and look at what the results of your exploration activities are telling you, whether it's the geophysics or the soil sampling or the drill holes that you're drilling. We know we can go to Formo and add resources quickly, and that will be a part of our programs going forward. But if we see the opportunity to incrementally go out and test new targets and make new discoveries that may be as good as Formo or better, then we'll do that too.
Well, Scott, since you brought up Hecla operating next door in that Birmingham very high-grade area, just remind people of the depth that they're at now as far as exploration compared to the depth you've only done at Formo, because there's a lot more at depth you could still explore too.
Well, again, yeah, I think one of the things historically, they thought these systems weren't very deep and that they would peter out quickly. We've drilled down to 250 meters from surface at Formo. The Birmingham resource that Hecla is currently mining at, the midpoint of the main resource is about 400 meters deep. They're drilling down to 800 meters. They're finding resources below in the Birmingham deep zone. So, you know, with our ability, you know, the shallow nature of the testing that we've done to date, it really speaks well for the down dip potential on all these systems for us to grow significant resources. And Formo, you know, could be another Birmingham in the near future with the appropriate amount of drilling.
So, Scott, what's going to drive this stock in the near term or just really throughout the rest of this year when you do have these multiple projects you could go after, but it really seems like La Plata, much larger resource. Then Keno, you're building out early stage here, silver resources. So where do the catalysts come from?
Well, I think we have lots of optionality, and that's one of the beauties of Metallic Minerals as a company or an investment opportunity. When you look at the ability to quickly grow resources at Keno Silver with the silver lead zinc project and our ability to drill there in the Yukon, added to the fact that we have royalty income from our alluvial royalty portfolio in the historic Klondike District that's helping to fund the company and pay for back office expenses. And then La Plata with the idea of resource growth, but understanding that it's still a very early stage project with the opportunity for significant new discovery. And so that is going to be one of the focuses of 2024 drill program. Not only this idea of continuing to work on Allard, which is a significant resource, has the ability to grow, contains some high grade. We have the understanding where we can vector to that high grade and then test some of these new targets that we're finding from some of the surface work as well for that new discovery. So resource growth at Allard, new discovery at La Plata in general, resource addition on our Keno Silver project, and then growing alluvial royalty production opportunities.
Yeah, Scott, a lot on the go with the company with all three projects for 2024. Appreciate you giving us this update. And if people want to follow along with the news at Metallic Minerals, definitely click on the link below this interview. It takes you over to the company's website and news section. And Scott, keep us posted as more news breaks. We'll get you back on the show for an update. And always appreciate you spending some time with us here at the KE Report.
Much appreciated. Thank you, guys.